What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to Stacking Slabs. This is your hobby content alternative. I am your host, Brent McGrath. I collect sports cards, and I have a podcast about collecting sports cards. And we are just in this mode where we are running really fast, really hard. There are content streams coming at you from a lot of different angles. Hopefully, you are enjoying what I am putting out. I sure as hell am enjoying spending more of my time, energy, and resources in contributing to the hobby. There's so much to talk about on a regular basis, so much to think about on a regular basis, and excited to bring back Hobby Shop Talk with my man, Jameson, at Port City Sports Collectibles. That will be coming out Tuesday of next week. We're going to do episode 2, take you inside the hobby shop, what is going on with him, what he's thinking about, conversations, and any exciting updates from him. I really, really, really enjoy learning from the hobby shop owner. I talk about it a lot. I think as the landscape changes, there's probably no better way to get educated and get informed on what's going on. And as a fan of conversations, I put out a lot of conversations here. It is really helpful to go into a hobby shop, chat with your fellow collector, and learn a thing or two. So going to be bringing that to you next week. Excited to kick things off. Also, like, I haven't talked about it on this show in a while, but I wrote about it on the Weekly Rip newsletter, free. Go check it out. But I wrote about being the CEO of your PC. And this is a theme that I would say when we think about the macro themes of Stacking Slabs and what I like to talk about, maybe my favorite catchphrase is be the CEO of your PC. And I think it's always good, especially as so much is coming at us. There's so much hype, so many things that, you know, one minute they're hot, next minute they're not. People telling you to do this, people telling you to do that. I think embracing the CEO of your PC mindset is a really important one. I report to a lot of different people. I report to my wife, my kids, even in this next chapter of my professional career. I've got clients, reporting to them, taking orders, trying to help drive strategy, get feedback, that sort of thing. But it's all of these things in my life I don't have a lot of control of, but the one thing that I do have control of is my collection. And I think being the CEO of your PC gives you that control, and it allows you to make irrational decisions and just doing it for yourself and doing it for your PC. No one knows what motivates you and excites you like you. So when we're the CEO of our PC, we have full autonomy and it's time to go. I think this mantra is a good one. I'm going to keep hitting it in everything I do, everything I create, because we need the reminders, especially when there's so many distractions out there, to focus in on the players, the cards, the teams, everything that we enjoy collecting. Go all in on that. Also spend time in the lanes, whether it's communicating in group chats, whether it's consuming content, whatever it is, like go all in and do that. We only have so much time in our day. We're busy professionals, we're parents, we're spouses, we're all these freaking things, but we're also collectors. And I know collector doesn't go above all the most important stuff, but when we get a break from the most important stuff, you know what? Let's take ownership of it, baby. And that is what I am talking about. I have not gone yet as I'm recording this. I'm front ending. I'm recording early. I will be leaving on a plane for a couple days, going to visit a new partner of mine. And that partner is located in Denver. And so what was fun about getting to know this individual and the company, it's like, well, hey, we're doing a kickoff. Love for you to be there. I'm like, sure, I haven't traveled for work in a while. This sounds like fun. Let me get out to Denver. Denver doesn't suck. It's a great city. Shout out to all you folks who live in the greater Denver area. I've had so much fun going to that city, a beautiful city. But I was like looking at my calendar, trying to figure out all the meetings and everything that was going to take place. And as I was getting ready to put my little one down, I got a notification that we were going to the Nuggets game. So I'm fired up. The game will have already happened by the time this episode goes live. The Nuggets play the Grizzlies. I will be there seeing the defending champs in action. I'm seeing Jokic on potentially, highly likely, his third NBA season. But this is something I like to do. I like to get to other arenas. I like to see teams play live. I love live sports. So very much looking forward to that. I spent the previous week on a little getaway with my family. It was nothing special. We made the decision. It was like, hey, do we go spend thousands of dollars and go down, travel to Florida? And then when we get there, it feels like we're just at home. Or do we keep things simple and just spend some time with family and make an easy trip to Bloomington? So we spent the last few days in Bloomington, Indiana. My wife is a IU alma mater, and we just kicked it. It's a fun city, did a lot of kid activities, stepped away a little bit from the content creation game. But you know what? You would never know that unless I shared it, because we're always trying to make sure we're putting things out in advance. I'm prepared here. I love this. This is what I do. I love creating content for you. And I like to share the ideas and things that are going on in my head. One of those things that is going on in my head, and I guess maybe I should talk about the main topic for today's episode. There's a lot of just different topics. And one of them is CEO of your PC, how to mitigate risk. But the one topic that I want to hit on first is connection points. I think connection points are a satisfying way to approach collecting. It's pursuing things like full runs of the players and products that we love. Building a collection full of connection points can be extremely challenging, but satisfying. Cards with a connection point are part of a story. Connection point cards are the last to leave our collection. I am a big fan of having reasons to own cards and having connection points drive activity. One thing that I heard last week from Jason at Contrarian Cards was, you know, and something I've been saying, if the hobby and collecting was easy, it wouldn't be as much fun. And I certainly agree with that. I think the challenge and difficulty of getting cards, being intentional with the cards that we get, then when we get the cards, making sure those cards have a connection point back to something that we're about, whether it is a specific player PC, whether it's a specific set parallel. I think those things matter. Connection points are the, when a card has a connection point, I know that those aren't cards that when I consolidate, because I'm a regular consolidator. I am a habitual consolidator over here because I have this quest to always get bigger and better. That is me. That might not be your mantra, but that is my mantra. And it's hard to give up cards, especially when you get in these chapters with your collection where you're like, man, everything kicks ass. Everything rules. I've been intentional with this. And you got to kind of be like, ah, shit, I got to get rid of these cards because I need this other card. That's part of it. It's challenging. And we're going to talk more about that in a little bit because I think that's a solid topic to dig into. But I think one thing I have been trying to get better and better at as I'm building out a collection that is for me and a collection that I want to have a purpose is making sure that it has a connection point. And an example of that would be just something I didn't think I would be doing, but I'm doing this and it's happened. We're here. We're live. We're going. I will likely document this all on Instagram and share it with all of you. I dropped a quick Instagram video last week on most of it, although there was an omission and I hunted for the omission and got it. And I'm just being very vague right now, but I'll share this with you. And that is my T.Y. Hilton Gold Prism run. Put the freaking green check on it, completed, fired up. Now, why? What is the purpose? The purpose is a connection point. Now, already had the Andrew Luck Gold Prism run, talked about it ad nauseum, very proud. Well, to me, it made sense. And especially when there was an opportunity, do a big grab up front. It makes sense to have a T.Y. Hilton Gold Prism run to pair with my Andrew Luck Gold Prism run because there's a connection point. They both were drafted in the same year. Luck and Hilton went together like peanut butter and jelly, man. The ghost. T.Y. is a legend here. Just so many fun memories. So why wouldn't I want to express that through a run? Now, I don't want to be a T.Y. Hilton collector, but since I've got the Gold Prism run of Andrew Luck, why not get his favorite target over his career and pair the two together? So had all of the cards, and I just said, man, this is great. I'm fortunate. This is fun. I'll eventually get these cards graded, that sort of thing. But I was missing the most important card, and that is the 2012 Gold Prism. Shout out my man, Mike's Card Museum. And this is why you post your damn cards, and this is why you send out public service announcements. I dropped that video. I said, this is great. I'm fired up about this, but I'm missing the 2012 Gold Prism, okay? You can't really, it's hard to say you've got to run if you're missing the most important piece. And I was missing the most important piece. Then I did the whole sales history thing in Card Ladder. Shout out Card Ladder, data provider of the Stacking Slabs podcast. I did the whole search thing, and I think there wasn't a recent sale in public sales since 2018. So I was like, damn it, how am I going to get this card? I need this card. It has a connection point. It's literally, I've got the luck run, I've got the whole Hilton run, but this one card. Then, lo and behold, I see the DMs, and I get the DM from my man Mike's Card Museum. He's saying, he just shared a link to his previous post of this card in the 9-5. Said, is this what you're looking for? Absolutely, brother. What are you willing to sell? Easy freaking negotiation. As I record this, I'm still waiting for it. I'm sure by the time this goes live, because I'm recording this early, because I'm going to be out of town at the beginning of the week, I'm sure I will post something if it lands. But then there we go. So to me, I couldn't be more excited to pair all those cards up together, to post those cards, to get the cards graded, and just to build this collection that represents my favorite quarterback and my favorite receiver in that duo from that era of football. And I think that's just, that's the reason why we collect. We collect, and I didn't have intention to do this at the beginning of the year, but opportunity happened. I talked to people, I got connected in, I got cards, and just when it sinks its teeth in you, man, especially when there's a connection point involved, you can't say no. So I hope that resonates with some of you. I hope you've gone through similar experiences. I think the more that we can be intentional about picking up cards and building collections with connection points, the better off collection that we're going to build. Speaking of connection points, my man, Chris, C-Dice Cards, you follow him? You follow him on the Instagram machine? He's got an amazing collection. He is a Ravens fan, season ticket holder. It is funny. I talked to him. We're in exact similar stages in our lives. We both have two young kids. He's a Ravens season ticket holder. I'm a Colts season ticket holder. We both love collecting our players. But like the way I feel about Luck, he feels the way about Joe Flacco. And he has amassed the best Joe Flacco collection in the world. He will say on the episode that there's other collectors better, but come on, man. He's got the Black Finites. He's got the Super Fractors. He's got the Gold Prism Run. His collection is insane. And he's a buddy, man. I've been chatting with this guy for a long time, and he is so intentional about the cards he gets and making sure he has those connection points, whether it's runs, parallels, players. Most all of them wear Ravens stuff. All Ravens is like the backdrop, but just his intention and the connection points in. Man, this episode's been a long time coming. I'm excited to share it with you. Collector Conversation coming at you this Friday with my man, Chris, at C-Dice Cards. Make sure you tune in. Give the man a follow. The easiest way for you, the listener of the Stacking Slabs podcast, to show your support for more Collector Conversations, more flagship episodes like this, Auction Talk, Hobby Shop Talk. Shout out Auction Talk, by the way. My man Nick out with the Wharf Sports Cards. We're going Broadway on those. Hopefully you're enjoying those. Give you something to think about. Not trying to tell you what cards to bid on. We're just giving you some perspective on like the fun things about auctions and what's happening. And to be honest with you, the most fun I've ever had is talking about players that I don't get to talk about. Like we talked about Derrick Rose last week. That was awesome. Got more of that stuff in plan, but I'm sidetracking, and this is what happens when I get excited. But I was just saying the easiest way for you to show your support and to help grow the Stacking Slabs podcast and platform is to join the Patreon. You select a tier, whatever you want, and you will get overloaded with content. I'm spending a ton of time in there publishing almost daily, data-driven stuff, shout out Card Ladder, all of these amazing people in there. Dude, people say like, don't read the YouTube comments or don't like get in the comments section. It's a cesspool. Everything I post in that group, there is just thoughtful conversation happening off the post. And I'm just like, if there's one thing that I can be proud of since starting that group is just the amount of intelligence and information that I'm gathering from the responses and the conversations that I'm observing in that group. It's second to none. I'm so proud of it. I'm fired up. So please join if you're interested in supporting. And the other thing is, I posted this in my story this week. Deals are getting done. Organically, collectors are meeting each other. There's a chat. People are making deals, and that rules. So join the Patreon. I want to tell you that I did something insane this past week, certifiably insane. And I don't have the card yet because you got to go through that whole process of waiting once you buy something. And I'm not going to share it yet because I want to make sure it lands. And I'm just trying to be very mindful of it. But I did something crazy. And it was, I bought the most expensive card of a player ever. And have you ever been in this scenario before where you collect a certain player and then all of a sudden you check and you're like, man, I just literally set an all-time high for this player's cards. I did it. Not because I wanted to like say I did it, but it was just the scenario and the circumstances. Back to being the CEO of your PC, you do some crazy shit sometimes. Sometimes you collect the player and you see the card and you need to do it. Sometimes you collect a set, and a lot of irrational stuff comes out when people are set collecting. It's like, oh, this last piece I've been waiting for that popped up, and then this other player collector wants it, and there's this sword fight. The price goes up, and then all of a sudden people are like, why is that card that expensive? It's because the demand, people want it. Sometimes you go on a collecting run. I think when you're the CEO of your PC, you can justify certain things that other people can't justify. You begin to make decisions for your own collection and for your own happiness. For me, it was a run I started and I needed this card. And I didn't just analyze the value of the player's market. I analyzed the specific card that I was going after, the year in the set, and began to look at comps around it. Specific comps for great cards, the exact comp for a great card isn't always available. And as we've talked about so often, is that like the best cards that are going up in value are selling in 3 years apart. The card that I bought, I can promise you, actually, I do know this. Its last sale 3 years ago was in a lower grade. And I think about that deal that that card was at that point, even in the lower grade, comparatively to what it is now. And it's just, it's crazy. Things change. When cards aren't available, cards become more expensive, especially when you have collectors coming in that are trying to build out player collections, runs, build sets. Literally, I talked to other players who I saw they had comparative players in that set in their collections. And I asked, hey, what kind of information can you give me? And then they shared information. And that information helped inform my purchase. It's like the support system. Yeah, we're the CEOs of our PC, but you know what? CEOs have coaches, CEOs have consultants, people that they lean on for information. And that's what I did. But I'm telling you what, man, I'm excited to share this card. I'm excited to dig in and just be like, you know what? CEO of your PC type activity, just let it run, man. Let it run wild. I want to close the episode out by talking a little bit about consolidation, everyone's favorite topic, funding your collection through your PC. Something that Jason said in the conversation at Contrarian Cards, I think was important. He said, I always intend to buy cards that I keep, but sometimes you sell them. And I think intention is so important when we're collecting cards. Buying cards that you actually care about and you're fine with them being in your collection for the long run and having them store value, but also being okay with being flexible, knowing that, you know what? A bigger or better card might come up. And because a bigger or better card might come up, I might have to let this card go that I originally really, really liked. It's part of the evolution, man. Sometimes we have to sell cool cards to get even better cards for our collection. Most of the time, we forget about the cards that we give up because the excitement of what's new is so damn strong. But there's always an exception, right? We can regret giving up specific cards and that we can't stop thinking about. I like to call these boomerang cards, right? You forget about the card for a minute, and then you see it again. You're like, damn, I missed that card, and we get it again. I have boomerang cards in my collection. Do you have boomerang cards in your collection? If you do, let me know. I'd love to see them. But how do we mitigate this risk, right? We're consolidators. If we're consolidators, How do we mitigate risk? I think it's evaluating things like your personal connection with that card, right? When you're in judgment day, think long and hard about how much you truly love that card. Personal joy. It's important. The rarity and scarcity. Can I get this card back? So you balance out your personal satisfaction and the rarity and scarcity component. You make all these decisions and then finally you just got to go, right? You can't get stuck in the muck and the mire of decision-making. I'm always just make the decision and go. It's never perfect, but I'll tell you what, if you consistently build out a process and plan, and I'm learning this, right? I hear collectors like Jason at Contrarian Cards talk about it. If you have limits, you have parameters around how you collect and what you like to collect, it enhances your own personal experience. I know this. It is part of what I've learned so often as a collector in this space and a creator in this space. The one thing I'll close out with is the conversation component. Have conversations. Be okay to lean on your network. You have the final say ultimately. You're the CEO of your PC, but learning and gathering experiences from other people who collect similar stuff to you is super powerful. My name is Brett McGrath. I collect sports cards. I have a podcast about collecting sports cards. Hopefully you're enjoying what I'm doing. Tell a damn friend, sign up for the Patreon, and I'll talk to you all soon.